This is the Say Yes to Fire Show. And now, join the conversation with Susanna Say Yes as she takes you on a mind-opening journey into the daunting world of financial independence and retiring early. We interview guests. We talk about stocks, crypto, and more. Streaming to the world and beyond. And beyond. Your Mondays will never be the same. Ready? Three, two, one. Fire.
Hello, everyone. Hola, ¿qué tal, people? You're listening to the first episode of Say Yes to Fire with me, Susanna Say Yes. Thank you so much for pressing play and for being back in this show. I'm really, really thankful. So, are you ready to start our journey towards FIRE and achieving financial freedom? I would say yes, or at least I am. I'm tired of being poor. Okay, enough of jokes. To refresh our memories, in the pilot episode, I talked about the meaning of FIRE. Financial independence, retire early. So once you are FIRE, you actually achieve financial freedom. And in my words, that means that you are not depending on a job for a living, which is pretty cool because you don't have to wake up at, I don't know, 7 a.m., 6 a.m. if you don't want to. Then you have built what we say in the financial world, enough passive income. And these guys, passive income is the key. That's the key to FIRE. Earning money without being directly compensated by your time. So you do not depend on your salary that basically a company gives you for having performed a job with your time during the weekdays, but just earning it passively in other ways. As we saw, some of these ways are, for example, receiving dividends from stocks of companies that give this certain percentage, for example, in an annual basis or quarterly basis, or real estate. So basically renting your real estate. But, disclaimer, we also discussed in the pilot that to do these things, at least the things that are listed in most financial books, you require a big initial investment. Or, as I love to say, a big stash of cash. Sorry for that, I love to say that. You will hear me more of it. No, but let's be serious. And this big stash of cash, that, guys, I do not have. Probably you also don't have, because then you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. But anyway, let's assume that we don't have this initial investment. So what do we do? And here is where I finish the podcast defining the problem statement. How do we achieve FIRE and build enough passive income without this big initial investment? So far, this was a summary of the pilot. Now we're going to dive deep into the world of personal finances and the management of our own money. So, basically, at the end of the month, I just sit down and I do my personal finances. So what is this? This is ground zero. This is the starting point, which is essential. Owning your personal finances, guys. And I know that it's annoying, I know that it's tiring, and probably you think, oh yeah, I just have an app that does it for me. No. Like, in this case, I love automatization, but in this case, it's good that you go through your finances, because you realize things. And I'll come to that later. It's not difficult. Like, usually every time that I talk to a non-finance person, someone that doesn't have studied like advanced math and finances, economy, economics. It's like they freak out. Like an alarm starts ringing, like, no, I don't want to do this. But I promise you, it's very easy. We're gonna start from the very basics. And I prepared, especially for you, an Excel that will help you do it. Literally, the Excel will do most of it for you, but you have to do it. So, you can find this, by the way, you can find this Excel template and you can download it from my website, susannacs.nl, or you can find it also in the link, you can find the link in the description of this episode. And if you don't find it, just send me an email or a WhatsApp and I will just send it to you for free, completely. So, as I said, why is important to own your personal finances? Why I'm asking you guys to do this painful exercise at the end of the month with filling in an Excel and doing copy-paste? Well, let me tell you a personal experience, which I always think that is like the best kind of, let's say, learning experience. At the beginning of COVID, I was a bit depressed because, of course, we couldn't do anything. And I was earning a salary. And I was like, well, what am I going to do with this money? Like, I cannot go to the cinema. I cannot go to the parties. Alcohol in the supermarket is pretty cheap. Well, depending on you live, but it's cheaper than in bars. What am I going to do with this money? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. I'm sad. I'm going to treat myself. I love Zara. So I decided that I would start buying once a week Zara items, you know. So at the end of the week, it was like Friday, yay, my Zara package is gonna arrive. I was so happy. But then what happened? At the end of that month, I started doing my finance, I typing, blah, blah, blah. I started Zara, 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 supermarket, Zara. And oh my God, I spent a lot in Zara. I was like crying. Like, I was like, oh my God, what am I gonna do with my life? Why am I like this? And that was like an eye-opener. It was like, thank God that I'm doing this Excel, because then next month I can like stop this treat myself kind of activity and be a bit more rational and more down to earth. We're not fucking millionaires here. So that's why it's important. Basically, because you realize what you spend your money on. And that is super important. What do you spend your money on every month? What is your income? And what are your costs? And that's basically everything that the Excel does, literally. That's like the main formula. And what we are interested in here, people, is like calculating the savings. And the savings is nothing less, nothing more than income minus costs. And we can do that on a monthly basis because it's easier to calculate. Because usually your costs are also a bit more monthly, like rent, for example, or paying for your gym. So, savings, that's a key word, savings. And we need that this equation, so income minus costs, to be positive. Because if not, you're gonna have the same problem as me, that have to ask for your boyfriend to pay you the rent. And it's pretty shameful, if I'm honest, and painful. So, savings, costs, income. How do we do this? So, first of all, the easiest way for me is to always pay for stuff with my credit or debit card, so that all my transactions are in digital format and like especially in the same place, so from the same bank account. And why? Because then at the end of the month I log in into my banking app, or what banks love to say, online banking, which sounds really cool, but it's literally an app. And then I see all my money movements, and they even categorize it per days. It's like so nice. And they tell you if those are positives, and then they say credits, or if they are negative, and then they say debits. So, at the end of the month, I sit down, usually with a good glass of wine, or beer, or a cocktail, because sometimes it's needed. You can do the same. Just take your time, prepare yourself a good drink, a good amount of alcohol, stretch your arms, stretch your fingers, because you're gonna do a lot of typing. Yes. So, my Excel, the super magical Excel, what is that? Well, if you have downloaded it, you see how it looks. If not, I'm gonna try to present you the best picture possible. We have two parts of the Excel. Let's start with the right side, which is basically a table. In this table, we are gonna list all the variable costs. So the costs that change every month, or that can change. And we're gonna make a list, and we're gonna put this list divided into columns, and each column is gonna be a category. So for example, I made a table of five columns, so that means I'm gonna have five categories and a couple of rows. And why categories? Well, I find that pretty useful actually, because then I have my costs, my variable costs, which are the ones that I have the most influence in, you will see later why, I have them in categories and I have them linked in a way that I know that it makes sense. For example, my first category is food. I realize I spend a lot in food, which is okay because I mean it's a basic necessity, but then I can group everything that has to do with food into one. Another category that I have is leisure. So all those activities that gives me pleasure. Well, it sounds a bit bad, but yeah, all those activities that I enjoy to do that doesn't have to be productive or do not contribute to one of my basic needs. Yeah, leisure. Then I have another category called education. And in that category is where I list, for example, the books that I buy. Or if I do a course, I put it there. Another category is, for example, random. And I think random is a very useful one to have because, I don't know, there are costs that are just random, like, literally. Like, for example, yeah, if one day I have a rash and I want to buy a cream, that's a random cost in the pharmacy. Well, you could also do health, for example. But, I don't know, if I just want to buy a gadget for my phone, that's definitely random. And finally, I have transport, which is, for example, the fuel, when I tank my car, when I pay for the train, etc., etc. So, summary, variable costs, the one that changes over time, make a table or use the Excel and just sit, go through your online banking app and check, okay, supermarket, this is food, type supermarket, and then 10 euros, or 50 euros, 100 euros, whatever. And the Excel will sum it for you, don't worry. Once you have finished this, then you go to the left. And in the left, you will see, again, like, different mini tables, one on top of the other, or let's say buckets, which define different things financially, which I'm going to explain. The first one is the income. So the inflow of money that comes to your bank account every month, which we all love and we fight for, that's the income. You can have different sources of income. Again, you can already have passive income from stocks and then you just list it here. For example, I have a passive income of 5 euros of stock. It's really ridiculous, but yeah, we'll talk about that in the next episode. But that's a passive income that I have. And I also have, of course, my active income, which is my salary. Then that's the first, let's say, mini table. You just insert the numbers there. The Excel calculates the total. And there you have it. That's your positive flow of money. Then you have your fixed costs, which is the ones we still haven't talked about. Those are the ones that don't change month after month. For example, the rent you pay, the utilities, the phone bill, what else, the insurance bill, your car taxes, your gym subscription, I don't know, a magazine subscription, Netflix subscription, Spotify subscription, all those subscriptions we have, which are monthly. And did I miss an important one? I don't think so. But yeah, basically that what you have fixed. So it's a bill, not usually a contract that you have signed, that comes in every month. And probably the company subtracted for you. And that's called direct debit, by the way, because they directly take money from your account. So these are the fixed costs, and you can just like leave them like that until you have, I don't know, you move and you change your rent, or you unsubscribe from your gym in Corona times, for example. I don't know. But those are fixed. They don't change. And then underneath, you have your variable costs, which literally you state the categories A, B, C, D, E, and then it's the sum of all the transactions in the category. And then if you sum the fixed cost and the variable cost, you have the total costs. And here is when we go to the end of the Excel on the table on the left called overview, which has four different buckets or cells. We have the total income, the total cost, the savings, and the percentage of that these savings correspond to your total income. The total income, very easy. The total cost is fixed plus variable. And the savings, again, is income minus cost. And we pray that this is positive. And then the percentage is basically a division between or of your savings divided by your income. So how much of that income you actually saved. And that number is very, very, very important to achieve FIRE. We need to know that number. And that number hopefully is the biggest we can as possible. I'm going to give you a tip on that number. Or let's talk about percentages. The percentage that you save of your total income. From the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad and The Millionaire Mind, from those books, they recommend between a 15 and a 30%. Like, it's completely understandable if you're young and you still don't have a really high salary for whatever reason, it's okay. You can do a 10% and a 5%, for example. And if, I don't know, you earn a lot and you, like, don't have so many, things you want to do, things you want to buy. Anyway, in Spanish we have a word that is called caprichos. If you don't have so many of those, like, impulses, then you maybe can make a 40%, and a 50% is already, like, impressive. Look, I'm going to give you an applause for who does 50%, because really, it's impressive. So, between, let's say, 10 and 30%. Though that would be the range. You should aim to save between the 15 or the 10% and the 30% every month. Because, guys, you also need to enjoy life. I mean, I know you do. But, like, we need to enjoy life. I mean, we don't know when this is gonna finish. And we need to do our stuff, right? For example, I like massages. So, every once in a while, I just pay for a massage. And yeah, that reduces definitely my savings, but it also increases my peace of mind, my being relaxed, and my happiness. So, I'm gonna stop talking now. What have we learned? Let's be serious. What have we learned in these minutes? We have learned how to own our personal finances. And we now understand that it's essential to achieve FIRE and is the beginning of the road towards achieving that financial freedom that we all want. Why? Because you need to know on what you spend your money. It's very important. So now it's the time to say what we're going to do in the next episode. I'm so excited. It's the second episode, actually, but it's the very first, let's say, step towards doing something with your savings. So now we know that we need to save money, and now we know why saving money is important. And in the next episode, I'm going to start with a very, very easy way of doing something with these savings. So instead of like, I don't know, because if I ask you now, maybe let me just ask you this. What are you doing with these savings? And probably most of you would say, well, they're just in the bank, right? They're safe there. I'm just saving. No. I mean, you can let them in the bank, but the bank is taking advantage of your savings, guys. It's taking advantage of them. It's investing them, probably, putting them into, I don't know, this kind of weird derivatives that they cause financial crisis. Sorry, I'm very dramatic, but I think that's unique about me. And probably you're laughing or not, whatever. So, yeah, you can leave part of your money in the bank, part of the savings, because that's going to be like your cushion, like your, how do you call this in English? Your safety net. Yeah, that's perfect. Your safety net. But guys, you can also do stuff with that money, because if you leave it in the bank, you are working and your money is chilling. But what we're trying to achieve here, guys, is that our money is working and we are the ones who are chilling. So let's see how we can chill and how our money can work for us. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm so excited. Really, you can hear it probably in my voice. I'm gonna continue in the next episode with how do we achieve this fire with our savings. Step one for dummies and from scratch. Thank you so much. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Ciao. Adios.
You've been listening to the Say Yes to Fire podcast. Consider yourself enriched. For the latest, go to SusannaSayYes.nl. That's Susanna, SELLES.nl. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share. Remember, sharing is caring. Till next time.